AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Pro basketball, when the NBA Finals resume on Wednesday, the Celtics might not be at full strength. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
Kristaps Porzingis has been diagnosed with a dislocated tendon in his lower left leg, but hasn't yet been ruled out for Game 3 of the NBA Finals for the Boston Celtics against the Dallas Mavericks. The team says the injury to Porzingis occurred in the third quarter of Boston's 105-98 victory in Game 2. It's unrelated to the right calf strain that sidelined the 7'2" Latvian for 10 consecutive playoff games. The team calls the injury rare and says Porzingis' availability is day-to-day. Boston takes a 2-0 series lead into Game 3 on Wednesday night in Dallas.
In the WNBA, after opening the season with 12 straight losses, Washington won at Atlanta 87-68. Elsewhere, it was Seattle 95, Los Angeles 79, and Minnesota thumped Las Vegas 100-86. Hockey. After winning the first two games of the Stanley Cup Final, the Panthers decided to spend Tuesday's off day at home before making the six-hour flight to Edmonton. Game 3 is on Thursday. Back with baseball and more after this. Baseball, the team with the best record in the majors, continues to steamroll the opposition. Now 46-20, the Phillies won at Boston 4-1. Skipper Rob Thompson said he was happy to see first baseman Kyle Schwarber set the tone early with the long ball.
That was huge, first pitch of the game. You know, kind of puts everybody on their heels. And that's what he does. So hopefully he's been swinging the bat pretty good. You know, average is going up, on base is going up. It's good to see him put the ball in seats a couple times. He's been kind of consistent all year.
Schwarber finished with two homers on the night. In other interleague play, and there was lots of it, Baltimore got the best of Atlanta. Correspondent Craig Heist files this report.
Jorge Mateo hit a three-run homer in his first game back off the seven-day concussion list, and Albert Suarez pitched 5 1/3 innings to improve to 3-0 as the Orioles won their fifth straight game, beating the Braves 4-0. Mateo's homer came in the second off Braves starter and loser Max Fried. Austin Hayes had three hits, an RBI, and a run scored. Hayes said the team had a good approach against Fried.
Kind of just simplifying everything and having a small approach where you're just trying to stay through the middle of the field, and if he makes mistakes, then you got to make him pay. So we were able to take advantage of the small mistakes that he did make tonight.
Fried, with the loss, fell to 6-3. Suarez lowered his ERA to 1.61. The Braves have now dropped four straight and are now 10 games behind the Phillies in the NL East.
In Milwaukee, the Brewers went flat, as we hear from correspondent Chuck Freeman.
The Blue Jays have been struggling to score runs this year. They slid by the Brewers 3-0 despite missing several early opportunities to blow the game open against Brewers starter Carlos Rodriguez, who was making his major league debut. Blue Jays starter Yusei Kikuchi went the first five innings, followed by four relievers. Through an interpreter, Kikuchi says the Blue Jays are closing in on the 500 mark with their recent play.
We're all grinding, preparing hard, you know, so, like, I see why we're back in this position. You know, obviously not where we want to be, but, like, yeah, we've been playing some clean baseball, you know, pitching well, playing really good defense. So, you know, as long as we keep doing that, I feel like, you know, we're just getting started here.
With the win, the Blue Jays now one game under the 500 mark.
The rest of the interleague card went like this. The Nationals over Detroit 5-4. Tampa Bay beat the Cubs 5-2. Cleveland won at Cincinnati 5-3. The Rockies held off the Twins 5-4. The Padres got past the A's 4-3. Houston won in San Francisco 3-1. The Dodgers buried the Rangers 15-2, and the Diamondbacks pounded the Angels 9-4. In the American League, the Yankees ran their record to 48-21 by squishing Kansas City 10-1. New York manager Aaron Boone said Tuesday was a good night for a blowout.
Just one of those really good nights, and when you're in the middle of stretch of 13, anytime you can kind of reset the pen a little bit, you love that too.
And the only other AL game, it was the Mariners 4 and the White Sox 3. Just two games in the National League, Pittsburgh beat the Cardinals 2-1, and the Marlins defeated the Mets 4-2. Golf, John Rahm has withdrawn from the U.S. Open with a foot injury. In a social media post, he said after consulting doctors, he concluded it was best for him to sit out this week's major at Pinehurst No. 2. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.